SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The national political spotlight shines on New Hampshire today as voters cast ballots in this year's leadoff primary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says Donald Trump is the candidate to beat in the GOP race.
After cruising to victory in last week's Iowa caucuses, the former president leads Nikki Haley in New Hampshire polls by double digits. Trump's hoping to knock Haley out of the race, while the former ambassador and governor is seeking an upset victory. It's a two-person contest in the Republican primary following the recent departures by Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Mr. Trump rallying supporters in Laconia, referring to Republican challenger Nikki Haley and President Biden.
We started off with 13, and now we're down to two people. And I think one person will be gone probably tomorrow. Yes! And the other one will be gone in November.
Haley insisting she's in it to win it, telling the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt her campaign coffers runneth over.
Every state, I am always making sure we have enough money for the next state, not for the one we're in, for the next one.
Saying she remains committed to supporting the party's nominee, quickly adding that she expects to be the nominee. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden now says the southern border is not secure, putting him at odds with his Homeland Security Secretary. Biden is pressing Republicans for more money for the border, money that critics say would be used to process more illegal aliens into the country. More than 9.5 million have been allowed in so far under President Biden. For now, the razor wire installed by Texas along the southern border will continue to be cut by the Border Patrol, a divided Supreme Court allowing that practice to continue while a legal challenge proceeds. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 46 points. The Nasdaq futures off 7 points. This is SRN News. Trouble is brewing in a popular video gaming community.
60 million people use Roblox every day, but lately the platform has suffered from several incidents in which people tried to groom minors for sexual abuse. A group of parents is now suing Roblox and demanding that the platform, whose users are predominantly children, improve its safety features. Moms and dads are also being advised to use the parental controls on the site, limit access to credit cards, and monitor what their kids are up to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua has released and expelled a group of Catholic priests in the latest example of the government's campaign against the church. The trouble began in 2018 when President Daniel Ortega brutally repressed public protests and churches tried to offer refuge for the demonstrators. When popular Catholic leaders criticized violence against protesters, the regime attacked the church. Police, paramilitaries, and government thugs started harassing and attacking clergy and Catholic institutions. SRN News. Kansas couple accused of collecting more than $200,000 in retirement benefits on behalf of a deceased relative.
Police say Lynn and Kirk Ritter allegedly concealed the body in their home for 6 years. Authorities say Mike Carroll's pacemaker showed that he died in 2016 at the age of 81. But Overland Park police didn't discover his body until 2022. That's when Kirk Ritter called police to finally report the death. Prosecutors say the Ritters continued depositing and spending from Carroll's bank account even while his body became mummified on a bed. Jason Walker reporting.
Raging floodwaters swamped homes, overturned cars in Southern California yesterday as torrential rain swept the region. Over a three-hour period, 3 inches of rain fell near San Diego. More details, SRNNews.com.